he says when I pull away. Just about. Placing two bowls on the kitchen table, Tom goes to the fridge, takes out a carton of milk and a bottle of water for me. I'm sure it'll be a great day tomorrow, Sol. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it too. Looking forward to it all being over, for the crowds to be gone and peace restored. But I don't want to say this and spoil Tom's excitement. He loves doing things for the boys, bringing them to swimming classes, taking them to their favourite ice cream shop, and lugging them to football matches in the club, where the boys are still too young to understand what's going on. But they love standing at the side of the pitch, laughing at their dad, shouting at the referee. Moving my gaze to the window, I watch the heavy rain splash the glass and wait for the boys to run in from the playroom. They're almost three. The big surprise, we called it the day we found out I was pregnant. The bigger surprise when we found out it was twins. After years attempting to provide Amber with a sibling had failed, out of the blue, just like buses, two arrived together. Do you want me to drop you in? Tom says, noticing the bad weather. No, I'll take my car. I've got to pick up the cake on the way home. The boys come rushing into the room, hoofing themselves up onto the chair, pulling the breakfast bowls closer to them. Tom winks at me with that old reliable smile, letting me know he has everything under control. He will take care of them. I can relax. As Aaron and Kian shovel Rice Krispies into their mouths like the winner is going to get a prize, I glance at the clock on the wall above the window. Look at the time, I better get going. I kiss both boys, hugging them tightly before making my way upstairs to Amber's room. Like most 15-year-olds on a Saturday morning, Amber is still asleep when I open the door. Her gentle breath warms my skin when I kneel over to kiss her. Amber stirs, eyes still closed as she mumbles, "See you later, Mum." Before closing the door behind me, I take one last peek at her, then gently release the handle. You might need this, Tom says, handing me an umbrella when I get downstairs, and this. He takes the bottle of water that he'd left on the table from behind his back and laughs. I don't know what you do without me. Neither do I say, hugging him briefly before taking the bottle and pushing it into my overloaded bag. Bye, Mum. Kian and Aaron sit at the window, repeatedly shouting goodbye to me, their little hands waving, air kisses blowing guilt my way. It's like I'm leaving for a fortnight's holiday every time I go to work. Tom is standing behind them, also blowing me a kiss. I hate leaving them, leaving Tom. But I don't have a choice, so I smile, wave, and pull out of the driveway. Now I'm Sally, the hairdresser. The city is slower to wake on a Saturday, less traffic. I get to the car park in no time, pick a spot nearest the exit, and grab my bag from the floor. The rain has eased to a damp haze. It feels good, waking my senses, preparing me for the day ahead. Quickening my step, I continue my short journey towards the hair salon. Cake, sticky tape, paper cups. I close the list in my head and continue down the street. It's 8 in the morning. The birds are done, their song replaced by the opening of shutters, footsteps, the odd greeting. Good morning. Terrible day. Moore Street is not the prettiest street in Dublin, but it has a comfortable feel at this early hour. Traders pull in their stalls into position. Same stalls, same positions. Fruit and veg, flowers and fish. The pungent smell from the fish stall forces me to hold my breath. I hurry past, but the stench still manages to creep into my nostrils. At the top of the street, I cross the main thoroughfare and enter the coffee shop on the corner. The usual, Sal. Graham, the coffee guy, already has his hand on the barista machine, preparing my order when I step inside. There's no one else here, but in an hour's time, the queue will be out the door. Thanks, Graham. I hand him the exact change, which I always have ready in my pocket, then take my order and leave. When the boys were born, I cut my working hours to 3 days a week. Perfect time for everyone, including...